This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. That music means it's time to get back to our Climate Connection series. All year long, we're exploring how the climate affects people and how people affect the climate.
And we have to say, the news is really pretty grim overall. Not a lot of fun here.
Well, I did manage to have a little fun with it on a recent trip to Japan. I met a guy who, get this, Alex, he is a jellyfish broker. He tries to get Japanese restaurants to buy and cook jellyfish.
Ugh.
Ugh, indeed. Yes, this guy is actually being helped by climate change. It seems that warmer temperatures and more pollution in the oceans are leading to lots more jellyfish, especially around Japan, where global warming has shifted ocean currents, bringing in more jellyfish.
Well, I've read enough of the science. The warmer waters mean a great spurt in the growth of the food that the jellyfish eat, so more jellyfish.
More jellyfish and bigger jellyfish. Some of them are growing as big as washing machines. And when that happens, they get caught up in the fishing nets and literally crush the other fish.
Bad for the fish, but maybe good for this jellyfish broker you met?
That's right. And this is actually what he calls himself.
My nickname is Jellyfish Fukuda.
Jellyfish Fukuda. His real name is Kaneo Fukuda. He's trying to get us all to love us some jellyfish. I met him with our translator, journalist Tim Horniak, one night in Yokohama. That's a city near Tokyo with a big Chinatown. And you know, Alex, the Chinese have been eating jellyfish forever. So we decided to sample some at a Chinese restaurant in Yokohama.
Okay, we're now at the restaurant. Before we eat the jellyfish, we're going to go to the kitchen to see how the chef prepares it.
This is Chef Saito.
Saito Kenichiro.
Chef Saito.
Yes.
Okay, the chef's now brought out two bowls. One bowl.
This is a jellyfish that has been processed. These are wide, thin sheets. They're kind of yellow, wrinkly, and semi-transparent.
Please
touch it.
Touch it? Okay.
Yeah. 匂いありますよ、匂いも。
Smell it.
臭いですよ。
Smell it?
臭いですよ。
Ah, okay. It smells like old cheese, and it feels like skin. Rubbery, thick skin.
Fukuda-san says this is the smell of jellyfish.
It smells like old cheese?
やっぱり古いチーズちょっと匂いみたいんですけども。
Yes?
Yes. Old cheese.
まず切るんですね。
First we cut it.
So he's putting these pieces of jellyfish, the pieces that look like rubbery parchment or skin, onto a cutting board. So these are about, a quarter of an inch wide and maybe 4 inches long. Strips of jellyfish he's cutting with his cleaver. Throwing them into a bowl.
Okay, well first we boil it and in water, and then we leave it in the water for about 2 days, and it becomes like this. In this plastic bowl here, looks a bit different from the jellyfish that's been cut up. It looks more rounded, maybe.
Looks like worms. Looks like
okay.
Worms.
できる?
Okay. Boil します。 Show us how we boil the cut up jellyfish.
Yes, come this way. Okay.
And this is some serious fireworks happening here.
God.
We're right in front of the stove in the Chinese restaurant.
So I put all this water into the wok, and it's boiling fiercely. And then he just puts the jellyfish into this rapidly boiling water. Oh, and so within seconds it's done, it's cooked.
If you leave it in water for a day or two, it becomes softer.
Can I touch it?
No.
Woo. It's hot, and it's rubbery. Yeah, and it's shrunk. Yeah. So I guess this jellyfish then will sit in water for a few days to soften up.
Cheers.
Hi, cheers.
Hi,
cheers.
Jellyfish. Okay, so we've just come down from the kitchen upstairs and we're seated at our round table.
So here are the jellyfish that we saw upstairs, and they've been seasoned.
When you chew it, if it's chewy, it's good jellyfish.
Okay. Not bad.
crunchy, very crunchy.
ちょっと硬いけど、まあまあ美味しい.
Well, I really could be eating anything. A bamboo shoot or some kind of radish maybe. Flavored nicely with sesame oil and salt. The future of our cuisine right here.
We're all going to be eating this around the world.
I know. No more fish. Say hello to the giant jellyfish dangling from my chopsticks.
Last year, September, we go to China.
You went to China last September, okay.
To catching jellyfish.
Catch jellyfish?
You went on the boat.
It's kind of scary.
Oh, pictures.
These are photos from that
pictures
that
of the trip. Jellyfish.
It looks like they're pulling something out of the water in this one.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Look at that thing. It looks like a giant beach ball.
Well, this photograph shows how giant jellyfish has been consumed in China for a long time, raw, and served in a kind of soup. And Fukuda-san would like to popularize this form of jellyfish cuisine in Japan. Served raw, because if he does manage to do that, this will help out a lot of the fishermen, Japanese fishermen in the Sea of Japan, whose nets are being flooded by a deluge of giant jellyfish. You know, they'll be able to harvest these creatures as something they can sell in Japan if this becomes popular.
How big a problem is it for Japanese fishermen, these giant jellyfish?
Of course, this is a really big problem for the fishermen on the Sea of Japan, because these giant jellyfish get into the nets and you can't get any more fish. You know, the fish die in the folds of these jellyfish. It's become so that these fishermen aren't able to fish, really. You know, they're just pulling up all these jellyfish all the time.
And yet, it's a good thing for you, because you have made it a business opportunity.
その通り.
That's right. It is a good chance for me, even though it's an environmental problem. I'm creating jellyfish makeup and skin products, which are very good for ladies with dry skin.
I'm looking at a picture of his... He has made an alcoholic drink, vodka, soda water, and jellyfish. What is your drink called? Does it have a name?
Jellyfish sour.
A jellyfish sour?
Yes, yes.
So what are those things floating? It's just bits of jellyfish?
Jellyfish.
There's jellyfish in there.
American jellyfish.
American jellyfish. I'm making a lot of different dishes with jellyfish.
What about jellyfish cake?
Jellyfish, kurage cake, nado. So you tsukutte masu ka?
Hai, tsukutte masu.
I'm making it, yes, indeed.
Of course.
Of course I'm making it.
Mitai? Ja, misete ageru yo.
I'll show you.
Oh, and you have a picture of some jellyfish cake. So, Alex, that is jellyfish Fukuda. And if global warming continues, if jellyfish Fukuda is successful, we could all be eating jellyfish cake and a lot of other delicious jellyfish dishes.
Peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich. Mmm. Okay, when are we going to get our next taste of your climate change trip to Japan?
Alex, we're aiming for Tuesday. And for more on this series, pictures of some of the jellyfish delicacies you just heard about, go to our website, npr.org/climateconnections.